Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
How are you? Happy Friday. So happy to have you here today as we get into another weekend of fun stuff. Dude, we're in almost summertime's almost here, isn't it? Just about. How'd that happen? We just got through spring, and then winter was just before that, and now summer's coming. It's crazy. All right, today we're going to talk about being a happy person. This is something I do bring up occasionally because 9 times out of 10, people I talk to, ultimately, that's the goal. They want to be happy. Now, 9 times out of 10, they already are. They just don't know it. But I'll tell you how you can realize your happiness today if you understand just a few couple of simple things, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's stuff that you already know, but because life is kind of crazy, it's hard to remember. That's the number one goal of the show every single day. So you get out of bed or whenever you tune in to listen, that somebody somewhere on the planet is going to drag you forward and pull you up a little bit. Maybe your people around you, maybe your family, maybe your friends will push you up a little bit. Maybe I can pull you up a little bit, keep you going to get what you want. That's what this is all about. Now, it gets deeper than that, the strategies and tactics and things like that to make things happen over a long term, but it's not incredibly difficult. It's just knowledge. But ultimately, if you can get out of bed, take some massive imperfect action somehow, some way, and keep yourself happy and cheerful, life is more fun, isn't it? No matter what gets in the way. That's what we're here for. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Occasionally, I can talk clearly, but usually the professional announcer in me bails out when I have to do my podcast, and I just wing it all day long. That's what I do. But I'm happy to have you here today. Friday, the question I always, always ask is, how do you want to feel? And it's weird. I mean, that we're emotional beings, but we need to know how we need to feel and check in. And you're saying it anyway. My wife is into this show on Netflix called Love is Blind. It's torturous. At the same time, you can't get away from it. And it's all about emotions and alcohol and no sleep and all that stuff. But still, that's kind of real life in an exaggerated way. You go through that from time to time yourself. You can't tell me. If you watch Love is Blind and the stuff they go through and just say, okay, I don't really do that exactly, but at the office, let me tell you, it's really close to that. It happens. If we know what we want, including how we want to feel, and we understand it's not up to anybody else to give that to us, they can disrespect you all they want to. It shouldn't matter. Then you get to choose. But your subconscious mind knows that. But it's way down deep. It's waiting for you to open the door. So when you take a few minutes, when we get done with the show today, how do I want to feel? Let it flow inside. Your subconscious mind moves it to conscious mind and unconscious mind and conscious mind, moves it through it. And suddenly you're like, you know what? I do want to feel better today. And you go out and do it. Could it be that simple? Yes. I like simple because simple works. Ultimate form of sophistication. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So how to be a happy person? Am I happy all the time, every single day, 24/7? Hell no, I'm not happy all the time. No. There are some days I'm downright grumpy. I'm a grumpy hubby sometimes. It happens. Sometimes it gets short and quick. Yes. Happens. In fact, I don't know anybody who authentically is truly just happy all the time. There are moments when things get under your skin. Happens to me all the time. Maybe it happens to you. Wait, it's got, wait, I want to be happy. I don't want to go through that. Oh, you're going to go through that. That's life. You're dealing with 8 billion people on the planet. Stuff happens. There are going to be times when you're not going to be happy, at least in the moment. But how do you fix that? See, that's the difference between what would be considered a happy person versus somebody who's just not happy, just grumpy and running around all the time, you know, happens all the time. The difference is this. If you're alive, like I'm alive, you're going to have problems. This isn't the reason to the Ed Milet show, and I think Brendan Burchard was on the show. I like Ed a lot. He's a good guy. And I listened to that, and Ed said to Brendan Burchard, he said, you're so upbeat and happy all the time. You're so positive, happy all the time. I mean, how do you do that? He goes, well, he said, my life is not easy. I have the same problems and challenges everybody else has. I just chose to be happy, be that guy that's going to be happy and upbeat all the time. That really says what it is. You just choose to be that person who is happy and upbeat all the time, no matter what happens. Oh, maybe a little grumble under your breath. Maybe sometimes you physically show you're not happy. Sometimes you have to physically show you're not happy to get other people to make you happy, if you know what I mean. But it is your choice. So the first thing to realize is if you are alive, and if you're listening to this show, I'm thinking you're alive, mostly. Yeah. You really have to, hello? Okay, yeah, you're there. You're going to have problems. This is going to be the way it is. So just accept you're going to have problems and accept you will never get them all solved. Accept you're always going to be working through them. And little by little, you know, eventually you'll die and it'll be okay. I hate to say it that way, but that's how it is. Everybody has an expiration date, don't they? I think we'll talk about that on Monday, by the way. Second thing, happy people accept that dealing with problems is truly a privilege. Years ago, my neighbor, Frank was a Marine, tough guy, nice guy, tough guy. And it was 92 degrees and I'm out mowing my lawn, sweating like crazy, like only you can mowing your lawn in Florida in August. You have to experience it to really understand it. But I was out doing that and I said, Frank, how you doing? And he had something nice to say. I forget what it is. I said, man, I got to mow the lawn. It's so darn hot. This is crazy. If we only didn't have to mow our lawns. And he said, I look at it as a privilege. You live in a beautiful neighborhood. You own a lawnmower. Life is good. So don't you try to out-motivate the motivate guy. Come on, don't do that. Don't you dare do that to me. I'm grumpy right now. Leave me alone. No, that's what I thought. He was right. Then I learned right after that, when I mow my lawn, as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, I think, I continue to mow my own lawn. And the reason I do is because I can't get over the fact that when I come back in, I have like 1,000 new fun ideas for you. I don't know what it is. Can't figure it out. Number three, happy people don't get frustrated. They know problems are just shaking up your life because you're shaking up your life. It's pretty easy just to kind of hide. Don't move. Don't hustle. Thinking your problems will go away. They won't. They'd be just different. But usually what they mean is that you're doing something. You're making some waves out there. You're causing some challenges for yourself and everybody else. Ask my wife. Every single day that goes by, I'm a guy that has a million ideas every single day, usually going in the same direction, and most of them pretty good. Doesn't make her life any easier because typically she's the one that has to help me get them. But it's there. Number four, just accept responsibility for solving everything that happens. Never run from them. Happy people do that. Just happily dig in and go, okay, that's privilege for being here. It's happened. Life is going crazy. I set my goals. And by the way, this happens a lot for people who set their goals to go do something. Whatever you want to do, even if it's your dream, whatever goal you want to set, it's going to be hard to get there. People are going to be in your way. Stuff is going to be in your way. It's going to be hard to do. You're going to have to solve those problems, and you're only going to get there by really getting frustrated and working really hard at it. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. That earned success will come when you earn it, but it's not going to be easy. You know that. You've done enough in your life. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Why, Scott, it should be easy. It will once you get there, and then something else will be hard, okay? Don't run from it. Turn into it and deal with it. Don't put it off. Just deal with it when you need to. Happy people, a good day for a happy person is something I say all the time. You take every single thing life can throw at you, everything. Deal with it all day long in a happy way, best possibly can. Then you go to bed and your brain is spinning because you're excited. You've been dealing with stuff all day long. You can't slow down. You got more to deal with tomorrow because you stirred up so much stuff today, but still, happy person is happy to do it because you got to go to sleep and sleep really good and have really good dreams. So you get up in the morning able to take on the challenges that will come the next day. It is amazing how when you have that attitude of just, okay, here it comes. That's just how it's going to be. Let's just make it happen. How suddenly life gets a whole lot better, more in control, positively controlled life. Most of the problems that you anticipate having never show up to begin with. It's 94% of your worries don't happen. So basically all we have to do is deal with 6% of our worries every single day, and life is pretty gosh darn good. Go figure. I know, I just make it look too easy, don't I? I'm obsessed with this. I have been forever. This is really my obsession in life. My obsession in life is essentially how to get out of bed, do exactly what I want to do, whatever I want to do, wherever I want to go, make as much money as I want, be happy about it, have great relationships. That's just what I want. I know I don't ask for too much. It doesn't work out all the time, but at the end of the day, it's actually worked out really well. Then again, tomorrow's coming. Oh no, what's going to happen? Same crap that's happened our entire life is going to happen again tomorrow. So you may as well just choose the right attitude and make it easy. Right? Right. Awesome. All right, so Daily Boost Premium. It's this program, no commercials, plus the Face Your Passion program for a few more weeks. That's it. Plus Boost Coaching. Had a great call last week. If you want a good coaching call, kind of a mastermind for $9.95 a month. Are you kidding me? It's awesome. You are missing out if you're not in this program. Go to dailyboostpremium.com. Get yourself signed up. You'll be glad you did.